This is Building Community with BUC Bank. I'm Tom Ackerman. This KMOX radio show and podcast once a month and throughout the month. And this is the month of November. And joining me, as always, is the Executive Vice President, President of BUC Wealth Management, Jeff Burgess. Great to have you.
Great to be here, as always, Tom. Looking forward to another great show.
Boy, we've had a great couple of years with some wonderful community partners, haven't we?
We absolutely have. It's been a pleasure to feature some of the great community partners around the St. Louis region, let them share their story, let them share their impact they have on our great region.
Why do you do it? What is the history of BUC Bank in being involved in the community like you are?
You know, Tom, going back over 155 years, BUC has had a promise to our communities where we have our office locations. And that is to truly, number one, be a part of the community, be out there with the community, be supportive of the community, and find opportunities to give back. Both from a combination of our volunteerism, as well as the donations we provide, as well as the partnerships we have with our great clients, our great communities. BUC is very proud to have this focus on community involvement.
And joining us this time around is Jane Acey. She is the Executive Director of GlenEd Pantry. It's great to have you on KMOX and KMOX.com. How are you?
I'm wonderful and very pleased and honored to be here this morning. So thank you.
Absolutely. What is the GlenEd Pantry? Tell us more about it.
So the GlenEd Pantry is a food pantry situated in Edwardsville. We serve the Edwardsville School District. We're 53 years old. We've been around for that long serving the community. So our primary mission is food. We feed those who are hungry. Whether it's a family, whether it's an individual, whether it's the homeless, we're here to provide nutritional food for them. So they're able to come shopping every 30 days and choose the foods that they want. They're able to come every Wednesday and get fresh produce to help them sustain through that 30 days. And then on the third Wednesday of every month, we bring in pallets of food from the St. Louis Food Bank and provide a mobile market to anyone who's in need. So those are some various ways that we can serve the hungry in our community. We also provide homeless backpacks for those that are transient and coming through the area. We want to make sure that they have what they need. In addition to food products, we also provide cleaning and personal hygiene products. That's important because if you receive state benefits, SNAP benefits, you cannot purchase laundry soap, dishwashing soap, shampoo, feminine hygiene products, toilet paper, those essential things that you need. That's discretionary income. And if you don't have much of that, if you're paying your rent and putting gas in the car to go to work, those are essential items. So we work very hard to try to provide those as well.
Boy, Edwardsville is a great area. It is one of the great. What do you like about Edwardsville?
The way they support their neighbor. So we are supported by our community. We do not receive state funds. So it is our neighbors supporting their neighbors. That's how Edwardsville supports us. And we're very thankful.
We're going to talk about how people can also make monetary donations and how people can get more involved. But I have to think that the more that you grow, the more you need people. And so volunteers have to be at the heart of what you do. Tell us about that effort.
So volunteers truly are the heart of our effort. I am the only full-time paid employee, and we have two part-time paid employees. We have like 500 volunteers a month. We couldn't do it without it. Not only the food pantry portion, but our thrift store. So we have a thrift store located on the second floor of our pantry. Our families that qualify for services at the pantry shop up there for free. But we did know there was a need in surrounding communities. So we opened. Because of the generosity of our community, we had so many donations that we felt we could share them and expand our mission. So we've opened a thrift store, made it very reasonable. A blouse, $2. children's clothes, a dollar, so that we could service the surrounding area and provide some need to them. So volunteers are essential for going through the donations, helping us in the thrift store, helping serve food, and then for the upcoming scouting for food. That requires hundreds of volunteers.
500 a month?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so what do you think the attraction is? Why do they keep coming? What is the biggest thing that fulfills them?
The biggest thing that fulfills them is the joy and giving back. They see someone in need and they feel like they can help. You know, how often do we pass someone driving down the road, or a child in our child's class, someone in our child's class that we feel needs some help, and you feel helpless? How can I help them? But these volunteers feel like they are helping, and it feels that joy in them.
Jeff, what is your connection here, and why did you feel so connected with this particular pantry?
Absolutely, Tom. Busey feels very connected with the Glen Ed Pantry, and we've been supporters of the efforts over the years over in Edwardsville, and specifically personally, I know hunger is an ongoing problem in this nation. I think especially as we get into these colder months, as we get into Thanksgiving, where some people have feasts and have the opportunity to sit down with their table and have too much food, but yet we have people in our communities that don't have that resource. And it's organizations like Glen Ed Pantry. It's this concept of neighbors helping neighbors coming together. I love hearing about 500 volunteers monthly coming together to help. And that's part of what resonates with me about this story.
Are things different now that the pandemic is behind us?
Yes. Things are different since the pandemic. During the pandemic, people were receiving additional SNAP benefits. They were receiving checks from the government, like many of us did. That's no longer there. And food prices have increased. Gas prices have increased. Yes, we are seeing people we have not seen for a very long time. They were able to make it. They can't make it anymore. So yes, the need is greater.
Jane, how can people make donations, monetary donations? We talked about backpacks. We talked about, personal care items. We talked about food. But monetary donations can really go a long way in all of those categories. How do people do that?
Monetary donations are truly appreciated. It's as simple as going to our website, glenedpantry.org, and there's a donation button there. You can stop by and visit us and take a tour of the pantry in Edwardsville. There's just any, write a check and put it in the mail. I'll take it any way that you get it. But we are buying more food now than we've bought in many, many years. So these are essential.
Absolutely. We're talking to Jane Acey, who is the executive director of Glen Ed Pantry. Jeff, you are holding your own food drive in November at Busey Bank. It's part of the Busey Drives Generosity Initiative. How do people participate in that?
That's right, Tom. So here in November, November 1st through 17th, our associates, our customers, our community members are all invited to participate in the Busey Food Drive. So what's going on here is we have the ability to accept canned or non-perishable food items within our service centers. And those are to the benefit of local food bank partners like Glen Ed Pantry, who we're speaking with here today, Tom. When you think about it, now more than ever, our communities need our generosity this Thanksgiving, this holiday season. When I think about what's going on economically across the country, but definitely here in our region, and the impact of inflation, the impact of working our way through the pandemic, some of those additional funds received from governments no longer in people's pockets. The cost of milk, the cost of eggs, the cost of all the basic food necessities has gone up, and many of our neighbors can't afford to put that food on the table. So Busey Food Drive, November 1st through 17th. Invite everyone to come down and drop off some canned or non-perishable food items at our service centers.
Now back to Glen Ed Pantry. Glen Ed's, for people who don't know or are not from the area, Glen is for Glen Carbon, which is also a very large area, actually, that you benefit as well through the district. Isn't that right?
That is correct. As well as some outlying, we also benefit some outlying farm communities, such as Dorsey, Warden, Hamel, Prairie Town. So, but and then the large areas of Edwardsville and Glen Carbon.
Now, there are also wish lists that people can also fulfill. Is that right? Amazon, Walmart, something like that?
We do. We have an Amazon wish list. Just when you go to the grocery store, think about the things that you use most. So jelly, mac and cheese, spaghetti sauce, pasta, canned chicken, Spam. All that and more is on our website under donations, glenedpantry.org.
And this time of year, as we're approaching the holidays, is certainly top of mind. As Jeff said, the weather starts to get colder, resources are scarce. But all year round, what is it like for you year round? It's a reminder also that, certainly you should be heavily involved throughout the year.
We don't have a season. At Glen Ed Pantry, we don't have a season. So, yes, we're coming into the cold. Yes, we're coming into the holidays, and we will provide our families with a Thanksgiving and a Christmas basket so that they can make those traditional memories with their families. But know that in the summer, many people don't think about donating to the pantry, but we're feeding more people then because our kiddos aren't getting their free breakfast and their free lunch at school. So those needs are greater for those families, and we are feeding more throughout the year. So there isn't a hungry season. See, hunger is year-round.
GlenEdPantry.org, and that's G-L-E-N, EdPantry.org. If you just want to be part-time volunteer, you have to be year-round just for a few hours here and there.
Absolutely. College students who need hours. We get a lot of request for family opportunities. So scouting for food is one that we can do as a family. We try not to put youth in our pantry for discretionary purposes. We want to keep everyone as anonymous as possible when they're shopping at the pantry. So we that's a high respect for us, a high piece of respect.
Jeff, what else is happening at Busey? I know you've got a great group of people over there that are giving back, and your Busey Food Drive, your Busey Drives Generation, a generosity campaign. This is an amazing stat here. You collected, as you said, over 1,450 food items to local food pantries in 2022. I know you continue to give back.
Absolutely. Busey will always be focused in on giving back to our communities. And just thinking about this message here today, the statement of hunger doesn't have a season is really resonating with me. This is something that's very important for our community, for our region. It's the neighbors helping neighbors concept. Hunger does not have a season or a holiday, I guess, as you would say, right? So Busey's very, very proud to be a part and very proud to do what we do to support our communities, the Busey Food Drive being an example of that. But we'll continue to have additional events over the course of the coming months to support our communities, Tom.
Jane, one last thing.
Absolutely.
What is your ultimate goal? Where do you want to take this?
To close my doors.
Mm-hmm.
That everyone's fed. We're not needed. That would be the greatest blessing of all.
Appreciate your time very much. Thanks for being with us. We're happy to spread the word.
Glen Ed Pantry.
GlenEdPantry.org. Is the site. GlenEdPantry.org is the site. Jeff, always good to see you.
Great to be here, Tom. As always, we'll see you again next month.
Yep. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Executive Vice President, President of Busey Wealth Management, Jeff Burgess. Jane Acey is the Executive Director of Glen Ed Pantry. Our producer is Judith Anderson. I'm Tom Ackerman. This is Building Community with Busey Bank at KMOX and KMOX.com.